This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9. With the popularity of shows like MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules, quinoa has become really, really popular for many people in the kitchen. Joining me to fill us in on this amazing superfood is cook and author Rena Passion. Welcome to Joy, Rena.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, quinoa has become increasingly popular over the last few years, but it's been around for decades. When did you first discover this superfood?
I have known about quinoa for quite a while, only because I've got vegetarian daughters. So it's always been very important for me to make sure that they get their protein, they get all the, you know, the nutrients and eat well. So I've known about quinoa for a while, but I really didn't, to tell you the truth, I didn't sort of think very much of it outside my own home. But it wasn't until about 5 years ago when I had to do a cooking demonstration at the Good Food and Wine Show, and I was asked to just concentrate on quinoa. It was then that I realised that so many people had become aware of it but had no idea how to cook with it. And as a result of that, I wrote 3 books just on quinoa and nothing but quinoa. But it's been around for many, many, many years, and it's just so good for you.
Because over the years, you've mentioned that you've written a lot of cookbooks on quinoa, but it's also very versatile, but also a lot of health benefits as well.
The health benefits of quinoa is just they're just incredible. I mean, first of all, it's not a grain; it's actually a seed. But I refer to it as a grain, as most people do, just so that we get an idea of that it's a small little grain. It's not a big seed or anything like that. It's been around for over 5,000 years, and it was a staple food of the ancient civilization of the Incas. It was actually considered their mother grain, and they used to refer to it as the gold of the Incas. And, you know, it is totally gluten, wheat, and cholesterol-free. It has all 9 essential amino acids, especially the amino acid lysine, which is just so essential for tissue repair and growth. It's got more calcium in it than cow's milk. It's very high in dietary fiber and iron, low GI, packed with lots and lots of vitamins. So, you know, it's just very, very good for you.
My mum is in a rest home in Auckland, and I was visiting a couple of months ago, and on their feed board each day they have like what they're having for dinner and lunch and stuff. And one of their soups was a vegetarian soup with quinoa. And I was actually really shocked that this, you know, nursing home is having quinoa in their food for their residents, which is fantastic because it's so healthy for them. It's great for diabetes and for the heart and
for everything. It's just packed. It's absolutely packed with vitamins. It's funny you should say that. I mean, I'm really happy to hear that it's, you know, a nursing home is using it as well. But when I did the last show that I did the Good Food and Wine show in both Melbourne and in Sydney, and they were 4 days each. And then the last ones that we had to do was the Lifestyle and Retirement show, which is sort of, you know, people of mature age that are about to retire. And the number of people there that came up and said, we're starting to eat it, we've been told to eat it, we must eat it, you know, we have diabetes, we have a heart condition, we have this, we need to slim down a little bit. And that was what made me decide, okay, I need to write a book just to show people of all the different ways that you can use it. Because, you know, quinoa comes in grain, flake and flour form, so the possibilities are endless.
2013 was the International Year of Quinoa. And as you said, you can use it in so many ways, in sweet and savoury dishes as well. What's your process been like in creating your cookbooks? What's the process like for you?
It's been a journey. I mean, I've been involved in cooking for over 30 years. And what I wanted to do was when I thought about writing the first book, my problem was, you know, am I going to find a publisher that even knows about it? Anyway, that was not a problem at all. The public, New Holland, as soon as I got in touch with them and I told them what I had in mind, straight away they came back and said, go ahead and do it. So then my next thing was coming up with a book that used nothing else but quinoa in flour, flake and grain form. I did not want to use wheat and flour. I did not want to use pasta. I did not want to use rice. I wanted to be just quinoa. Just quinoa was the main ingredient. And that was pretty easy because the ideas started coming and I was, you know, and I was just going and going and going. And sort of halfway through the book, when I started to assess what I had and what I didn't have, I realised that I had been on a trail that sort of all the recipes in there were totally gluten and wheat free. So I decided to just continue like that. And then, do you know, Leah, when I finished the first book, Quinoa, and I was just so relieved. I thought, I've done it. You know, I've done a whole book, over 90 recipes, just quinoa. And it wasn't long after that that the publisher got in touch with me and said, you've got to come up with another one. And I've done three, and with each book, the process has been easier and easier because I'm very comfortable with quinoa. And I think once you use something quite a while and you get used to using it and you know how it's going to turn out, you can do anything with it. It's been really great, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I've just enjoyed so much seeing people that have been using it, and I've done cooking demonstrations with it, and I have the same people sometimes turning up, and you can see the changes in them because they've changed their lifestyle. They've given up rice, they've given up pasta, they eat a lot of quinoa, and they're just feeling a lot better. And people with diabetes, as you said, there's just been a bit of a change in this in their health to the better.
Has there been certain recipes from your books which have really been really popular with the readers?
It's hard to say because everybody's liked different things. I mean, the quinoa makes beautiful soups, wonderful salads. And the greatest thing about salads is that you can cook up a batch of quinoa, just cook it on its own, put it in the fridge, and then just add it to salads. Add whatever you like to them. So they've been very popular. The soups have been very popular. The other things I found is a lot of the sweets that, as we know them, I've adapted them using quinoa flour, so they've now become gluten and wheat-free, and people have loved them, like sticky date pudding, for instance.
Oh, yum.
that's made out of quinoa flour. Brownies, they're made out of quinoa flour, and they're in the various quinoa books that I've done. So it's just been, a lot of people also like the one-pot meals where you actually cook a piece of meat or chicken or something and you cook the quinoa in there with all the other ingredients so that it absorbs all the flavours. You can make a beautiful paella using quinoa instead of rice. You can make tabbouleh using the quinoa instead of cracked wheat so it becomes gluten and wheat-free.
In your latest book, Superfoods, there you list 7 superfoods, and one of my favourites is, of course, broccoli. I love broccoli. It's my favourite vegetable. What are the other superfoods in your book that you mention, and why should we be eating more of these superfoods?
Superfoods, there's a lot of foods out there now that come under the category of superfoods, and a lot of the foods as we have known them in the past have been reassessed, like broccoli, and people are now calling it a superfood. Now, I've picked 7 ingredients that I was very comfortable in using, that I've used, that I've always used, and I've enjoyed using, and I think they're really good for you, and they do come under that heading, and I think people should be eating more of them. Now, broccoli is one of them. Now, each one of these ingredients has its own chapter. So, you know, if you wanted to do something on broccoli, you just go to the broccoli chapter. So I've got broccoli, and then, of course, I had to have a chapter on quinoa. I've got amaranth, I've got chia, I've got kale, raw cacao and seaweed. And they're all very, very high with antioxidants, packed with lots and lots of vitamins and nutrients, and are good for you. And they're all natural, pure foods.
And what I love, I mean, about the book is that there's also sweet and savoury dishes in the book as well. And the recipes are really, really easy to follow and easy to make.
All my books are like that because I believe that recipes should be very simple, and I like to use readily available ingredients that, you know, you can just go to your local supermarket or your local greengrocer. You don't have to travel the world to go and find all these special ingredients. They're just everyday ingredients, and it's just showing people what you can do with them, with these foods.
Finally, Rena, it's been pretty cold down here in Melbourne, and do you ever have a great recipe you can share with us to keep us warm? I'm using some great superfoods.
Okay, well, a soup would be great because I was just in Melbourne last week, actually.
Okay.
And it was a little bit cold, but one of my favourite soups is it uses 2 of the superfoods, and it's a chicken, kale and amaranth soup. And if you've got the book there, it's actually in page 46, and that is just very easy to make, and it's just so nourishing and really tastes lovely. But there's a lot of recipes in there that would really suit the cold climate. You can do things like mushrooms filled with kale and bacon. Now, There's also within the broccoli, the other thing I must tell people is that kale chips, there's a recipe for kale chips in the book.
I saw that, yeah.
Yes, and kale chips are far better for you than the other chips as we know them. But there's creamy broccoli and celeriac soup that's really nice. And, of course, one of my favourite, absolutely favourite dishes is the bacon and broccoli tortilla.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Saw that.
Because when you mentioned the soup before, I had a few recipes, I guess, bookmarked, and that was one of them. That was one of them,
really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's a coincidence. Look, I have to tell you, that particular soup is one of my favourites because I have a Mediterranean background, and there is an Egyptian soup called molohia. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's a very, very famous Egyptian soup, and that is, I love that. So what I have done, I have actually twisted that one to use kale and amaranth in it because molohia is not very easy. The actual green herb is not easy to find. And that's what this is. And it really is delicious. It is very simple to make, and I hope you get to make it.
Now, Irina, where can people find you online? Are you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. And I'm also on, I have my website, which is rinapatton.com. Anybody would like to get in touch with me, they can do that through the website. And also they can do that through my publishers, which are New Holland. And they've got all my, but I am on Facebook as well. And all they have to do is just look up Rina Patton Quinoa and it'll come up.
Now, Superfoods, 7 Essential Ingredients for Living Well. The new cookbook from Rina Patton is in stores right now. Some excellent recipes featuring the superfoods that we all should be eating heaps more of to make ourselves nice and healthy. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Rina.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank
no
you.
Worries at all. And best of luck for the book. And when you're in Melbourne, come down and see us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Rina. Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.